Listening Library presents The Madman of Piney Woods by Christopher Paul Curtis. Read for you by Kirby Hayborn and J.D. Jackson. Part 1. Buxton and Chatham. Chapter 1. The American Civil War, 1901. Benjamin Benji Alston of Buxton, Ontario, Canada.
The old soldiers say you never hear the bullet that kills you. They say that as if there's some sort of comfort in those words. The Johnny Reb who'd been hunting me down for nearly an hour was going to shoot me from behind, and I wouldn't hear it. But that wasn't very comforting. I was as flat on my belly as I could be, but kept pressing my body down, trying to melt myself right into the ground. He'd slowed down. He knew I'd stopped, and he was doing what any good hunter would, being careful. But he didn't have to be. I'd lost my weapon right after he shot me in my side, and at the same time, lost my urge to fight. More than anything, I wanted to go home. I wanted to see my mother and father and, yes, even my brother and sister again, if only one more time. There was so much I needed to set straight with them, so many words I'd meant to say but hadn't. I'd tell my father one of the reasons I'd left Canada and sneaked south to fight for the Union Army of the United States of America was because of how his father had been beaten to death by a slave owner. I hoped he'd be proud that his first son had died so that others would live free. I'd tell Mother how much she meant to me.